Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Nehemiah chapter 11. Nehemiah chapter 11, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. And the rulers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of ten to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and nine parts to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. Now these are the chief of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah dwelt everyone in his possession in their cities, to wit, Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the Nethinims, and the children of Solomon's servants. And at Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Judah and of the children of Benjamin. Of the children of Judah, Athaliah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, of the children of Perez. And Maaseiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kolhozeh, the son of Hazaiah, the son of Adiah, the son of Joarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shiloni, all the sons of Perez that dwelt at Jerusalem were 408 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin: Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pediah, the son of Koliah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jesiah. And after him, Gabai, Salai, 928. And Joel, the son of Zikri, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Senua, was over the city. Of the priests, Jediah, the son of Joarib, Jachin, Sariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, was the ruler of the house of God. And their brethren that did the work of the house were 822. And Adiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pelaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchiah, and his brethren, chief of the fathers, 242. Amishai, the son of Azareel, the son of Ahazai, the son of Meshilamoth, the son of Immer, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, 128. And their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Also of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, and Shabbatai and Jozabad, of the chief of the Levites, had the oversight of the outward business of the house of God. And Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the principal to begin the thanksgiving and prayer. And Bakbukiah, the second among his brethren, and Abda, the son of Shamua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. All the Levites in the holy city were 284. Moreover, the porters, Akub, Talmon, and their brethren that kept the gates were 172. And the residue of Israel, of the priests and the Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, everyone in his inheritance. But the Nethinims dwelt in Ophel, and Zihah and Gispa were over the Nethinims. The overseer also of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzi, the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micah. Of the sons of Asaph, the singers were over the business of the house of God, for it was the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers due for every day. And Pethahiah, the son of Meshezabel, of the children of Zerah, the son of Judah, was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. And for the villages with their fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt at Kirjath Arba in the villages thereof, and at Dibon in the villages thereof, and at Jekabzeel in the villages thereof, and at Jeshua and Molada, and at Beth Pellet, and at Hazar Shual, and at Beersheba, and in the villages thereof, and at Ziklag, and at Mekonah, in the villages thereof, and at Enrimmon, and at Zareah, and at Jarmuth, Zanoah, Adullam, and in their villages, at Lachish, and the fields thereof, at Azekah, and in the villages thereof. And they dwelt from Beersheba unto the valley of Hinnom. And the children also of Benjamin from Geba dwelt at Michmash, and Aijah, and Bethel, and in their villages. And at Anathoth, Nob, Ananiah, Hazor, Ramath, Gittayim, Hadid, Zeboim, Nebalat, Lod, and Ono, the valley of craftsmen. And of the Levites were divisions in Judah and in Benjamin. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, well, a lot of names there, a lot of city names and so on, but let's refresh ourselves on the names, why the names are given. Those are the registers of the people, those who had particular inheritances, and it was necessary for them to be known by their genealogies in those days so that they might know where they were supposed to live, who they associated with, and so on. Those were very important things, especially when we come to the priests and the Levites and their duties. You could not minister in this newly finished and dedicated temple apart from being a son of Aaron, or a son of the other Levites instead of Aaron. And then the Nethinims, it's an interesting thing to note that, by the way, the Nethinims, that word Nethinim is only used in post-exilic writing, probably by Ezra. But they are servants that were the remnants of a couple of different groups. There were Solomon's servants that helped with the temple. And then there were also the Gibeonites were probably a part of those that ministered as servants to the Levites to help them with some of the things that pertained to the temple. And so notice that now that we have that structure rebuilt, the Nethinims dwell in villages around Jerusalem, and they take their turns with Levites in their courses to take care of that building. That's what they're supposed to do. They minister with the Levites in that sense. Also, there were musical instruments that needed to be built, manufactured, put together. You heard about the Valley of the Craftsmen, right? Well, they would put together musical instruments and other bowls and things that were necessary for the house of God. These Nethinims were probably a part of those courses that did that kind of work. Okay, so all of these names and all of these places, while they don't mean a lot to us in our day, they'll mean more to us the more we study. Right? The more we get out our Bible maps and we look at all of those villages and those places and those cities that are named, what are we recognizing? Well, we're recognizing that in the north, there was still a lot of Assyrian influence and Babylonian influence. And so there was not a lot of people that settled in the north. They were all the way from Beersheba up to the valley of Megiddo. And while Megiddo is not as far north as Dan was, it is quite a little ways north. And so what we have is we have a very populous place where the people are coming back to settle. The only other thing one of the other things that is really interesting here is that Nehemiah, as a good magistrate, recognizes that the city is underpopulated. It cannot be defended as it is. It cannot be maintained as it is. And so the other thing that they do, or that Nehemiah does, is he causes the people to cast lots so that one out of every 10 of the families that would have wanted to return to their farms to raise their crops and their herds, instead, they would live in Jerusalem. They would have a portion of their family to maintain their lands, but they themselves would live in Jerusalem. Okay, now that's quite a sacrifice. And yet, did you note that there were those who lived there by lot, and then there were others, and they're called valiant men who lived in Jerusalem of their own accord, and the people were very thankful for them. They were, can I put it this way, can I bring it up to New Testament parlance and say that they were seeking first the kingdom of God? That's what they were doing. They had nice estates, tracts of land, rewarding labor to do out in the countryside. But instead, they chose to live in Jerusalem. They looked over Jerusalem and they said, this city needs some people. If we're going to maintain not only the city, but what is the heartbeat of the city, the temple itself, it's going to need people here. And so we're going to leave our farms behind and we're going to move to where we belong. Well, they were seeking first the kingdom of God, weren't they? And then there were others, and let's not assume, please, let's not assume evil of them, that they were forced to live in Jerusalem, and so they came dragging their feet by lot into Jerusalem. Let's remember that they took up that, or let's believe about them, that they took up that as a most privileged duty to live within Jerusalem and to maintain and to be a part of what it meant to maintain that city, to live in it and to work in it and to maintain or be a part of the maintenance of the temple in that sense. So, these men are called valiant. And the other men that are called valiant in this passage are who? The Levites. The Levites. Let's remember that in Scripture, there's no such thing as a wimpy priest. These men are valiant. Most often, in the days when the Philistines were practicing arms control and had removed all of the swords from all the swords and spears from Jerusalem, guess where the sword was found? You remember where? It was in the temple. That's right. That's where the armory was in that sense. It was the Levites that girt their swords on at the base of Sinai when everyone else was given to idolatry. It was the Levites that went out in front with the trumpets of the Lord and led the army. Okay, so wimpy priests are not a part of Bible religion. That belongs to another religion, right? Okay, well, thus ends the reading then of Nehemiah chapter 11. Let's